This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Roots in the house. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio, Newsmax TV, in hour number 3, and of course right here in Las Vegas, my flagship station, 790 AM, otherwise known as KBET. Another great day in Trump land, coming to you direct from the war room deep inside Wayne Manor, in a country I call Trump land. Great news. I always try to lead off the show with great news. Ben Carson says housing is for legitimate American citizens first. You know, everything should be America first, everything. Why would you ever run a country for foreigners, especially foreigners that are here illegally? Explain it to me. So, Ben Carson says the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development wants to make sure that legitimate American citizens are taken care of by limiting assistance for illegal immigrants. Isn't that the law? Isn't that called the rule of law? Isn't that great? Isn't that refreshing? We finally have an administration that cares about American people and American citizens instead of losers. Instead of lazy bums, instead of non-American citizens, instead of criminals, otherwise known as illegal aliens, instead of illegal aliens living off of, sucking off of the taxpayers' teat, as they say. Ben Carson, good friend of mine, by the way, says we have a long list of people. We can only serve right now 1 in 4 of the people who are looking for assistance from the government. So obviously we want to get those people taken care of, and we also want to abide by the laws. Carson also believes the government's Opportunity Zone program has been neglected because no one wants to talk about good news. He said the program represents $100 billion of investments in its first year. So what he's trying to say is him and Trump put this program together in Opportunity Zones, in bad neighborhoods, in inner-city neighborhoods, in crime-ridden neighborhoods, in probably 99% of the time all-black neighborhoods. Maybe the 1% is an all-Hispanic neighborhood, but mostly black neighborhoods in the inner city, people of color, minorities, whatever word you want to use, and $100 billion has been invested by giving a giant tax break if you relocate or locate your company in those opportunity zones. And no one wants to talk about it in the media because it's a success for black people from a Republican president. Everything's coming up roses for Trump, by the way. Trump is at the White House hosting the Boston Red Sox in celebration of their 2018 World Series win. Team will join the president's South Lawn of the White House at 3:45. So that was at 12:45 today, West Coast time. So that's already done. So the 2018 World Series was the fourth for the Red Sox since 2004. And the president declared, I like the Red Sox. All right, well, I hate the Red Sox. I'm a Yankee fan. But that's besides the point. I hate those Red Sox. But at least red is the color of the Republican Party, so some good news there. In any case, there's a sports team that showed up for the president. You got to be an idiot. You got to have Trump derangement syndrome to refuse to show up for the president. That's what the Philadelphia Eagles did last year. They refused to show up at the White House to be honored by the president. That's sick. That's what the Virginia Cavaliers team that won the NCAA championship. They refused to show up at the White House just a few days ago. All right, more news. North Korean ship used to illicitly transport coal is seized over sanctions violation. So the U.S. tests a long-range missile in California 10 minutes after the North Korea exercise. Interesting. And a North Korea cargo vessel used to transport coal in violation of international sanctions against the rogue regime was seized. The U.S. Department of Justice announced today, just hours after the North Koreans fired 2 suspected short-range missiles. 17,000-ton vessel called the Wise Honest is one of North Korea's largest bulk carriers that used to illicitly ship coal from North Korea and also to deliver heavy machinery to North Korea. And this is the first time a North Korean ship was seized for violating international sanctions. The sanctions-busting ship is now out of service, said Assistant Attorney General Demers, the Assistant Attorney General Demers. North Korea, the companies that help it evade U.S. and U.N. sanctions, should know we will use all tools at our disposal, including a civil forfeiture action or criminal charges to enforce the sanctions enacted by the U.S. and the global community. So, again, great job by President Trump, who has cojones. Can I say this? Who has balls? He's got balls. Well, Democrats have been neutered. Rhino Republicans have been neutered. You know, I got dogs. You ever see a dog that's been neutered? That's what the Republican rhinos are, the establishment. That's what the whole Democratic Party is. They don't know how to fight and to negotiate and to make a statement. Trump made a statement with China. Trump just made a statement with North Korea. And he's made lots of statements about the border, but the Democratic Party has tied his hands in so many ways. April border crossing set another record as the crisis spirals out of control. Wayne Root months ago called it a crisis. Back in November, I said Trump has to declare a national security emergency to deal with the crisis, and thank goodness Trump took my advice and did it. But now in April, 109,144 April border crossings sets another record. That's how many people were caught crossing the southern border in April. For comparison, there were 103,000 in March, 76,000 in February. There were more than 60,000 arrests each of the last 3 months prior to that, and the numbers before September ranged from 30,000 to 50,000 a month. The latest number of 109,144 is a new record. Of those, 58,000 were recorded as members of family units, another all-time high. And you know what I've been saying on this show? It's a total lie. It's a total fabrication. It's fraud. They're not members of the family. They're rented kids. They're kidnapping kids or selling kids in Mexico to be used as this toy to take with you and claim it's your kid. And then after you get into the United States, after you scream asylum and you have a kid with you and they have to let you in, then they send the kid back to go back with another family. It's going on left and right. Country's in such big trouble. And here's another report out. 13,000 migrants waiting at the U.S.-Mexico border to seek asylum. 13,000! This is not from Wayne Root. This is not from Donald Trump. This is from the Associated Press. They say 13,000 migrants are standing by on waiting lists to make asylum claims just south of the Mexican border with the United States. And, of course, Associated Press said it in a way that always is bad for Trump, embarrasses Trump, negative for Trump. This is what has happened since the Trump administration placed asylum in a chokehold, the writers of the Associated Press stated. But actually, this is the consequence of hundreds of thousands of mostly Central American migrants attempting to overwhelm the U.S. immigration system to make claims that are likely to be judged as non-substantiated, which is what the acting director of ICE told Breitbart News. Matthew Albenz told Breitbart News that during the last several months, immigration judges working for the DOJ, the Department of Justice, issued around 7,000 orders for removals for migrants making asylum claims. Of the approximately 7,000 removal orders that have been issued, over 6,000 of them have been entered in absentia, meaning the family units didn't even show up in court for their first hearing. Obviously, that called into question the validity of their asylum claims. Those individuals are just gaming the system. They know they'll get released. They will never show up. Never show up for their immigration hearing, and we simply don't have the resources to go out and get that many of them in any sort of concerted fashion. How is this Trump's fault? Up till now, federal courts have ruled that Trump has to release them in the United States after 20 days. And you have to take them when they scream asylum. So who's dumb enough to not scream asylum? Do you think there's anyone? Is there anyone coming across the Mexican border not smart enough to scream asylum? How dumb could you possibly be? So you scream asylum, and you have to be released to the United States, and then you disappear and never show up for your hearing. And then, of course, you know, like in Arizona, we had this great sheriff, Joe Arpaio, and he would ask his policeman to pull you over if you're speeding or going through a stop sign or your tags are expired. And you'd ask him, are you a citizen? You have papers? And liberals freaked out. You can't do that. You have no right to do that. That's like Nazi Germany, they said. So the liberals sued, and the courts ruled you can't do that anymore. So now these people are all in the interior of the United States. They're all over this country. And there's not a damn thing you could do. You're not allowed. If you pull them over as a cop, you still can't ask, are you an American citizen? Associated Press reports. But the good news is that a judge has ruled that Trump's allowed to send them back to Mexico and they can wait there. That's the good news. Because I don't want them released in the United States. Associated Press reports 13,000 migrants are camped out in 8 Mexican border communities waiting for their opportunity to enter the U.S. and make a claim for asylum. Largest numbers in Tijuana, 4,800. Ciudad Juarez, 4,500. Remainder are scattered by the hundreds in Mexicali, San Luis, Rio Colorado, Nogales, Piedra Negras, Reynosa, and Matamoros. They're all over the place. We're all over the place. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers are only allowing a certain number of migrants to legally cross through ports of entry each day to make asylum claims. And, of course, there's lawyers waiting there, liberal lawyers by the hundreds of volunteers to go down there. And that's why there's already a lawsuit against U.S. claims officials. It says they're violating federal and international law by not allowing all asylum seekers to immediately cross. Wow. U.S. officials say they're bound by processing and detention capacity. It's not turning people away. It's asking them to wait, said our Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAllen. Thousands of migrants are apparently making the decision not to wait and cross illegally instead. See, it's just a disaster. Just an absolute disaster. And if you want these people in the United States, you ought to have your head examined. Mexican Border State Police Director ambushed by cartel gunmen. Wow, police director and bodyguards in Sonora ambushed by a team of cartel gunmen while patrolling the streets of Ciudad Obregón on Tuesday. The incident left a bodyguard dead and the director seriously wounded. You want these people in your country? Good luck. The director, identified Jose Gonzalo Villaseñor, was patrolling in an official duty vehicle with two bodyguards when they were attacked by several men in a gray Chevrolet SUV. The gunmen opened fire, causing the patrol to stop. Several gunmen dismounted, walked up to the patrol vehicle to direct additional fire. The gunmen, armed with multiple rifles, ran back to their SUV and fled. One bodyguard uninjured, the other one died. Wow. And the director was left behind the bullet-riddled patrol vehicle. You want him in America? Go home. We don't want you.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase. Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions that could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. In the world-famous War Room, deep inside Wayne Manor. It's time to take on the liberals, the Marxists, the socialists, the progressives, the globalists, the communists, the America haters, the Muslim sympathizers, at least the radical Islamic sympathizers, the godless abortionists. What time is it? It's wartime. Welcome to Wayne Allyn Root, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Newsmax TV in hour number three. Right now we're just on USA Radio, but that's saying something because we love USA Radio, coast to coast. Coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stolz. Founded by the great Edward Stolz. And I say that not just because he's great, but because he was smart enough, insightful enough, as much of a visionary, to notice Wayne Allyn Root and give me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. You are, in fact, brilliant. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. And the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in syndicated radio. Thank you, Fred. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. Publicly traded, meaning it's a stock. You can buy it. If they do well, you do well. FTMR is the stock ticker symbol. Most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And we take your calls throughout the show if there's an opening, but always in the third hour, lots of calls in the third hour. Unless one liberal idiot calls and upsets the apple cart and I wind up ranting for a half hour, which happens once in a while. But that third hour on Newsmax TV, man, we have thousands of people lined up trying to get in. Hillary Clinton, just to show you how insane What a loser. What a jealous, sore loser, poor loser, insane woman she is. She peddles an insane Russia conspiracy theory that the U.S. elections are determined by Putin and the Kremlin. Folks, I got news to you. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are the ones that were controlled by Putin and the Kremlin. Don't you remember Obama literally telling Putin's right-hand man about a year before his re-election, after I'm re-elected, I can take good care of you? Wait a little while and I'll do whatever you want? That's basically what he said. And then Hillary Clinton, well, we know she did anything Putin wanted because she sold them a fifth of America's uranium stock. And in return, got a $140 million donation at the Clinton Foundation. That's the way business is done at the top levels of government all around the world, among criminals, among scum who run for office just to enrich themselves and rip off the taxpayers and use your money as if it's their piggy bank. That's Hillary Clinton. And you know she did all kinds of horrible things, and you know she did them on a private server. So you know the Kremlin was listening in on them. So if she had won, she would have been the most blackmailed president in the history of America. Blackmailed by Putin and Russia. So isn't it funny? Again, it's Saul Alinsky. Look in the mirror. Whatever you see, blame the other guy. She was in New Hampshire, the first primary state. You think about running again, Hillary? Your time's up. You're a witch on a broom. No one's voting for you. She's a twice-failed presidential hopeful. She spoke at Dartmouth College. More Ivy League communists and morons who are filled with conspiracy theories. And guess what she did? She peddled one of the most insane Russia conspiracy theories yet. With no evidence, she suggested U.S. elections are being determined by Russian President Vladimir Putin and the Kremlin intelligence services. She said, if you're an American, the idea that our election is being trifled with, being impacted, maybe being determined by Putin and the Kremlin, his intelligence service, the military, the GRU, all of their assorted allies and agents, that should give us heartburn. She's funny. That's funny, Hillary. Really funny. And then, of course, you have Joe Biden. Joe Biden was in Hollywood last night. He told the Hollywood crowd, let's go take back our country. Meanwhile, to listen to his 20-minute speech, he had to pay $2,500 to $10,000 a ticket at the home of HBO executive James Costos. These are the richest people in Hollywood. Everybody makes, you know, $10 million a film. Or $1 million an episode of a 40-episode sitcom each year. And he's talking about taking back the country. Who are you taking it back from, Joe? I remember when I used to campaign for Trump. I was the opening speaker at so many of his rallies. And I always use that line, take back the country, from Obama, the commie, and the Muslim sympathizer. And I got so much heat from the media for daring to use those words. Oh, Wade Root says, take back the country. Who's he taking it back from? And they made fun of me. And they said, is that like Wayne Root, the racist and KKK guy who wants to go back to white Civil War America, pre-Civil War America? So who's Joe Biden saying take the country back from? How come the liberal media doesn't say a word about that? It's a joke. It really is. I'll talk more about it when we get back. We'll have the president's rep here when we get back.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
War now.
You- USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At the White House, President Trump says he's keeping his eye on North Korea and the missiles they're testing.
Nobody's happy about it, but we're taking a good look and we'll see.
Now, the president has held two summits with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but the president suggested that they may not be ready to negotiate on a serious level about denuclearization.
The relationship continues, but we'll see what happens. I know they want to negotiate. They're talking about negotiating, but I don't think they're ready to negotiate.
President Trump's son, Donald Jr., has been subpoenaed by the Senate committee that's investigating Russian interference in the 2016 election. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs tells Fox News he believes the subpoena for Trump Jr. is certainly politically motivated.
He testified for a long time, and unless they're going to conduct an additional investigation, it doesn't make any sense to subpoena Donald Trump Jr. to come testify before the Senate Intel Committee. That makes sense.
USA Radio News.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me. But that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. USA Radio Newsmax TV. Don't forget, hour number three, which starts at 5 o'clock here in Las Vegas, West Coast time, but 8 o'clock Eastern, is my Newsmax TV hour. It also repeats the next day at 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Same show repeats every single day the next day, 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. Over 80 million homes we're reaching at this point. When I started with Newsmax, we were in 15 million homes. And now we're in 80 million homes, including DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, Uverse, Comcast, Xfinity, Charter, you name it. Spectrum. And we're much more conservative than Fox News, not even close. Certainly if you watch the Wayne Root Show, I know that much. Bill O'Reilly's with me three nights a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, starts off the show. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, call this toll-free number. And we'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free, where you can complain to your heart's content, tie up all their lines, and tell them you demand Wayne Root. Call toll-free, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. I'm telling you, jump up and down like a little child, bang your hands and feet against the floor, and tell them you demand Newsmax TV so you can watch your favorite host, Wayne Root, at 8 o'clock Eastern every single night. 844-500-6397. We will connect you. All right, we got a great guest. Hogan Gidley is with us, White House Deputy Press Secretary. And it's always an honor to have him here for the Trump White House. Hogan, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate the time.
Well, I always appreciate you coming on and taking your time. Let's talk about the Trump economic boom. I time to time, I send you my nationally syndicated columns, and I wrote one the other day called Is Trump the GOAT? As in the greatest of all time. When it comes to economic brilliance and what he was handed, meaning the horrible Obama economy, just horrible, worst GDP in 8 years since the Great Depression, and the only president in history to not have a single year above 3%. And everyone thought it was impossible to ever get to 3% again. And now you've got this... this nonstop job creation machine and 3% GDP and the highest wages in years and the lowest black unemployment and the lowest Hispanic unemployment. Trump, I think, is the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Tell us about the Trump economic boom.
Well, first of all, you've hit some of the best talking points of all with this economy, but let's remember how this started. There were all types of naysayers and prognosticators and folks who predict economic downturns saying that Donald Trump's election would be something so damaging to the economy that it would not ever be able to recover. That it was irrevocable damage he would impart on our economy.
And by the way, that was Krugman. That was Krugman.
It was Krugman.
The
absolutely.
Nobel Prize winner of the
New
York
exactly
Times.
Right. Yeah. Exactly right. And I did a segment on the TV show the other night about that. And he's been so wrong so many times, but he keeps being wrong about this president because time and time again, the numbers you just mentioned, hundreds of thousands of manufacturing jobs coming back. Do you remember when Barack Obama said, we're not getting those jobs back? What, are you going to have a magic wand? How are they coming back? Well, Donald Trump is the magic wand. He's the one who found them because he opened up our industry again, lowering the tax code itself, allowed so many more businesses to thrive and others from other countries to come into this country for the first time in a while because they wanted to do business here. The 1.9% GDP was the quote-unquote new normal. You guys have talked about it many times on your show. You've written about it. Everything Barack Obama did, this president came in and did the opposite. Got rid of regulations, 22 regulations cut for every one put in place, record-setting numbers there. And what did we see as a result? You just mentioned it. African-American unemployment, Hispanic unemployment, Asian unemployment. Women have more jobs. More women have jobs now than ever before. Everything this president did was the opposite of the Barack Obama economy. That's why we're actually succeeding now. And the world wants to do business here. It's the hottest economy in the on the planet.
It is, it is. And just for the record, I was at the Money Show in Dallas in October of 16. No one thought Trump had a chance to win. And I said in front of the crowd, which is all recorded, all videotaped and audiotaped, not only did I say he was going to win, Hogan, I said once he wins, you want to invest in manufacturing stocks, you want to invest in energy stocks, you want to be in the stock market, you want to be in the Dow. It's going to be a record-setting era of Trump prosperity, a golden age, and we're going to become the number one energy producer in the world. And I'm sure everyone in the audience thought I was insane, and everything came true. And let me tell you, I'm not bragging to say I'm a genius. I'm bragging because Trump made me look like a genius because he did it. All I did was yakking. He had to make it happen, and he took that horrible Obama economy and made it happen. So listen, you, all of you, Sarah, you all deserve such credit for being there to defend what I think is one of the great presidents of all time.
Well, 92% negative news coverage. In spite of all that, he's still been able to prosper as a president for the American people. And I'll tell you one thing about the tax cuts that really kind of got me the other day, and I'm sure you've talked about this on your show. More than about 80% of the country received a tax cut. But it's no shock that polling shows so many Americans feel as though they didn't get a tax cut. And the media came out and said, why don't Americans feel like they got a tax cut? And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know, because you've been telling them now for the last 2 years they didn't. So what do you think they were going to, what do you think they were going to think? So now the media is writing stories saying, yeah, guess what? Everyone got a tax cut, but I just can't figure out for the life of me why no one thinks so. And it's like, you guys have been lying about it for 2 years. What did you expect to have happen? But this president came in and said, I want middle-class tax cuts. And you see other people wanting to have the same position as Donald Trump saying, no, we're going to run on a policy of reversing everything. Right? And raising your taxes again. It boggles the mind when you think about how successful we are now as a country, and so many people on the other side want to take us right back to where we were with high unemployment for those minority groups.
But Hogan, let him keep talking. Let Biden keep reminding people he wants to go back to Obama. Let Biden keep saying things were better under Obama. Everyone knows they worked. This is a joke. It's great for us. This is the best PR we'll ever get. Compare Trump's numbers to Obama's, and Democrats actually want to go back. As I said, you know, we're MAGA, they're MAMA. Make America miserable again. That's the Democratic line, in my opinion. But having said that, let's talk a little bit about China. Well, that wasn't on our list, but I just want to get to it real quick. I'm a big believer that Trump's a great negotiator. And I believe that because I've read all his books and I followed his career. I'm writing my book, Trump Rules, about Donald Trump's life and why I think he's successful. As we speak right now, it'll be out in a few months. And I do believe that Trump's a great negotiator because he's unpredictable, because he says one thing today and maybe tomorrow he jumps in a different direction. That scares people, and that's how you get a good deal. And also, you know, he asked for the moon. If you don't ask for the stars and the moon, you never get anything. You wind up with the curb in Newark, you know. So you got to ask for the stars to get the moon. And Trump wouldn't let China get away with negotiating a lousy deal, and everybody's panicking. And you know what I think? China's going to come back to the table, and we're going to get a deal. That's my prediction.
Well, listen, it's very obvious that China has been cheating now for decades. The world knows it. Everyone has kind of accepted that reality in the past decades, past presidents, past politicians, not just in America, but across the globe, as I mentioned. This president came in and said, listen, all right, here's the deal. We're losing $500 billion a year to China. It's not happening anymore. We're going to fix it. I'm going to stand up for the farmer. I'm going to stand up for the American worker, American businesses, American industry. And he's doing that. And again, no one should be shocked by this, because the president said he was going to do it when he was running for president. He said as a businessman before that China was taking advantage of America. And as he said today, just in the Roosevelt Room, I was standing 4 feet away, and he said, listen, I don't blame China. They're trying to do what's best for their country. I blame our people in the past and past presidents on both sides of the aisle who refused to make the tough choices to stand up to someone who was stealing intellectual property, who was forcing technology theft. Those are things that our businesses can't allow to happen if they're going to thrive and survive in the global economy. So he comes in and says, we're not going to do it anymore. We've got to protect our people. The president's going to get the best deal he can, and if the deal's bad, as he said, he'll walk away from the table just like he did North Korea. I was there for that as well. And we've got to have a good deal. And if it's good, he's gonna go forward with it. If it's not, he's fine walking away, because the American people deserve a deal that makes them prosper.
All right. When you said all that, by the way, you triggered something in me, Hogan. I was just thinking that from now on, a new thing we ought to say is we don't blame all the illegal immigrants coming across the border. It's not their fault. If someone offered you open borders and asylum and instant American, come on in, and all the welfare and all the food stamps and free health care and free school for your kids, and by the way, a lot of you could vote, too, even if you're illegal. Everything's great. Come on in. Of course they're going to take it. So let's not blame them. Let's blame all the liberals in the United States that leave the border open and offer those things. Same way you said you can't blame the Chinese. If you're going to allow them to cheat, of course they're going to cheat. Well, if you're going to allow people to cheat and come across an open border and scream asylum when they have no right to demand asylum and get everything free, of course it's not their fault. It's the person offering it. It's America that's to blame. It's liberals to blame. So I think that's a good line of argument for the future. I thought I'd throw that at you.
Well, listen, when we have a engagement with law enforcement on the southern border that's 590% higher this April than it was in last April, there's a problem. And if Democrats won't admit to it and admit that their lack of work on this issue, their lack of closing these loopholes, that's the problem. That's why we have the issue. And right now, there are just a few of them starting to recognize the reality that exists and how dangerous it is down there. And we've got to fix it. And Democrats have to come to the table.
But Hogan, they're covering up because now they're actually saying things like, yeah, there's a crisis, but all the money, it shouldn't be used for a wall. It should be used for a humanitarian crisis. It's a humanitarian crisis and a children's crisis. Well, it is that. But it's also America's crisis, our debt and our prisons and people being murdered. It's all kinds of problems. But liberals are now switching it to humanitarian only, you know? That's their game. All right, you hear the music. Time to go. Love having you on always, Hogan. And appreciate you taking your time. He's an important guy, White House Deputy Press Secretary and a spokesman for our great President of the United States, Donald Trump. Thanks, Hogan. God bless.
Thanks so much.
Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a full pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, fundamental? Did I just say that? I'm going to leave that in. If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
War now!
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right. Wayne Allen Root, Tangible Investments, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They've got what I call gold and credibility. 35 years of business, over $2 billion in transactions, discount gold, silver, and precious metals dealer. Everyone needs gold and silver in a world filled with crisis, chaos, collapse, recession, wars, terrorism, debt crisis, spiraling out of control. I call it wealth insurance. It's kind of like this new China trade situation, right? The stock market keeps going down. It keeps spiraling down. It's losing trillions of dollars in debt, all because they're so certain that Trump's going to blow this deal and there's going to be no trade deal with China. If that happens, you better own gold, right? But I think there is going to be a trade deal with China. I really do. But that doesn't mean I don't want to have insurance, right? So the market was down today. Gold was up today. But eventually, I believe there's going to be a trade deal. The market's going to go up a zillion points. Gold may go down a little bit. But you know what? You've got to have that insurance. I don't drive out of the house thinking I'm going to have a car accident either. But I still want to have car insurance just in case. So give Tangible a call. If there's never a Chinese trade deal, we got a problem, and gold's going to skyrocket. You want to own it. Tangible Investments, Wealth Insurance, 800-780-9000. Just want to own a little bit in case things go bad. 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible's done billions of dollars in transactions. They've been in business 35 years. Call them now. Let them show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000. We got a caller. We got Rich in Las Vegas who wants to talk about William Barr, the Attorney General. Rich, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Glad to, that you took my call. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I've been doing a little research. I was looking at some old extortion laws. And it appears that William Barr, or Jerome Barr, and his committee members had put into effect the sanctions against the Attorney General Barr maybe extortion. And the reason I say that is because what they subpoenaed, first they threatened to subpoena him if he didn't provide documents that are actually illegal for him to provide. He cannot do that. So they threatened him with a subpoena. Now they've gone forth and voted to put that vote before the House. I believe that the Office of the Attorney General, the Department of Justice, could actually file charges against anyone that agrees with that subpoena, including if they put it out on the floor for a vote to confirm contempt against the Attorney General, because they're trying to extort documents from them that they have no right to get. What are your thoughts?
No, I agree. That's their goal, to put them in a vise, to make him make a bad decision one way or the other, and to, you know, to put him in a box where no matter what he does, he gets in trouble, he breaks the law, or it's not really breaks the law. He just gets sanctioned by Congress. Big deal. So, meanwhile, Eric Holder got sanctioned by Congress. He got considered in contempt of Congress. And what did it do to Eric Holder? Nothing. What did it cost him? Nothing. How did it hurt his career? He's making millions in the business world now. He was thinking about running for president for a while. Being in contempt of Congress doesn't matter anymore. So, you know, they have no teeth. They can't do anything to you. And the last
That's not my point, Wayne.
Go ahead. Well, tell
That's
me your
not
point.
My point.
Tell me your point.
My point is that they can be charged. The Democrats can be charged. This whole thing could boomerang on them. In other words, the Department of Justice can come back to them and indict them on extortion charges.
I hope you're right. Listen, it's a brilliant idea, and I hope you're right. But you and I, so far, you and I haven't seen any of that, right? Since Trump's been president, it's only Republicans and friends of Trump that ever get prosecuted and indicted. But, you know, we can only hope that it's going to turn the other way. And I think it is. I think that this guy Barr is so much more than I ever imagined. I was not happy when he named him because he's a rhino. He's a bushy. And I just thought, oh, man, here we go again. Another rhino who really doesn't like Trump, but isn't going to go to bat for Trump and isn't going to put himself on the line for Trump. Well, guess what? He's gone to bat for Trump. He's put himself on the line for Trump. This guy Barr is fantastic. And it's
I think he's the real McCoy.
He is, and I think he's going after them. But I don't know if he's going to do what you're saying and get members of Congress for extortion, but I do think he's going to go after the Clintons and some people that really did criminal deals at the FBI and the DOJ. So we'll see. We'll see, Rich. Let's hope. Thank you for the call. Really appreciate it. Good idea. Let's see if we get him on extortion. How about Jeff from Vegas on line two? A couple of early callers today. Hey, Jeff, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Wayne?
Great.
Hey, I just was wanting to suggest as a possible question during of the presidential candidates, particularly the Democratic one, is whether or not they will support federal-funded bailouts for these state governments as they begin to collapse.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. It's a good question, but do you think it really means anything? If they say yes, do you see? No one on the left cares when they issue when they answer something in a way that you and I would find offensive and wrong and illegal or against the Constitution, something that would bankrupt the rest of us. We care, but they don't care. 63 million Trump voters care. 65 million Hillary voters don't care. So you're not going to get them with that answer. I mean, that's the problem. Because Democrats, no matter what you say, they don't switch. They're going to be Democrats. They're going to vote Democrat. That's the end of it.
No, it's just the swing people that it might affect is all.
Let's hope. I'm with you. Believe me, I'm with you. I don't see why Nevada should bail out California and Illinois and New York and New Jersey and Connecticut. They're all bankrupt. I don't see why Nevada should bail them out, so I'm with you. Yeah, I don't see why Wyoming should bail them out or Idaho should bail them out. We're good with our money, and they waste their money. And they have employee pension disasters hanging over them like nothing you've ever seen. And welfare disasters hanging over them. So I get it. By the way, I mentioned earlier, thank you for the call, Jeff. Really appreciate it. I mentioned before Joe Biden had this fundraiser in Hollywood. It brought in $700,000 for one night. Everybody paid $2,800 to walk in the door. Gee, they're really for the little guy, aren't they?
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.